Welcome to The Never Ending Startup by Dr. John Drain. At The Never Ending Startup Podcast, we inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending. I'm Grace, and I will be keeping you up to date with the latest episodes and upcoming topics, as well as Dr. John's insightful interviews with modern startups. Stay tuned also for updates on his coaching and mentor program. The Never Ending Startup is both a podcast and an upcoming book. The podcast forms part of the book's promotion and release. The podcast and book build a social and entrepreneurial framework for startup journey and longevity. See our podcast page for more information and updates also. The podcast team and content include readings and reflections of passages of the upcoming book by Dr. John. It also includes outlines of key chapter themes by our in-house narrator, Noah. We hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast, and it helps you navigate your startup journey.
Dr. John here, and this episode returns to our audiobook preview, which centers around the themes of curiosity, discovery, and philosophy. I cover the intense curiosity of Professor Julius Sumner Miller, who brought the world in the 1970s into his science lab through his own TV show, and he asked the question, why is it so? I also pause to recognize my own inherited traits, which played out as a younger person in the form of OCD and claustrophobia as examples, and how they shaped my life path. Also, how I was introduced to philosophy, the love of wisdom, through attending an elective class in my MBA in the early 1990s. Episodes follow the chapter themes of the never-ending startup, including curiosity, discovery, journey, and direction. We're also very excited about bringing you interviews with accelerator startups from the University of Newcastle's innovation hub called I2N. At the Never Ending Startup, we inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending. So listen in.
Reflections of the Never Ending Journey by Dr. John.
Curiosity, Sumner Miller, why is it so? And is that not beautiful? In this episode, I reflect on the intense curiosity of Professor Julius Sumner Miller of the 1970s, who taught me the question, why is it so? To watch a science experiment on TV as a young person was like seeing a window into another world. Sumner Miller literally placed a film crew in his laboratory along with a group of students. He showed experiments live to air and had his own TV show. Pendulums, test tubes, magnetic fields, and formulas, all as he reiterated the mantras, why is it so? Then, is that not beautiful, as the experimental phenomenon was revealed? Experiments like showing how to suck a whole egg inside a bottle without breaking the egg or the bottle. We were spellbound. Or how the colours of the spectrum turn to white when rotated at speed on a circular wheel. As we watched in wonder, we would say again, after many of the experiments, is that not beautiful? And it was. I, along with a generation, was spellbound. The Fall and the Order, Inherited Traits and Sentenced to Construction I found at a very young pre-teen age that I lived with severe asthma, obsessive compulsive disorder, and claustrophobia, each of which I found eventually could be within my wiring and possibly partly the epigenetic passing on of several generations of ancestry we will possibly carry on our shoulders. The OCD was a particular curse and little known in the 1960s. At bedtime, as a young teenager, I would carefully arrange the things on my bedside table to a pattern, like a chess set. If it was not right, I would keep adjusting. There was no off switch, and I could not tell anyone. Sometimes it would take an hour of checking and rechecking, and so on. None of this was revealed by me to my friends or family until in the 1970s, whilst watching a 60 Minutes episode on Channel 9 in Australia, Yana Vent's team interviewed a woman who kept brushing her teeth until they bled. I wept for her secretly, but still did not divulge my own OCD obsession until I married at the young age of 23 in 1979. However, the obsessive nature of OCD and the methodical adherence to key activities was to prove essentially helpful in the world of construction, which operates on activity, sequence, dependence, and criticality. In a way, OCD and my methodical venture pathway through the backyard tree would lead me eventually to being involved in some of the most complex construction projects in the Asia-Pacific region, including the high-rise sector. The philosopher and the love of wisdom. My initial awareness of creativity emerged slowly and eventually in the early 1990s, in my late 30s. I embarked on an MBA which included an elective course on the topic, the philosophy of management. To this then commercial builder, it was a completely new and somewhat scary topic area. I was in uncharted territory. The intellectual ramblings of philosophers going back to Plato, surely this was not my area. I was, however, to discover the roots of philosophy, which is also means the love of wisdom. Professor Robert Spillane at Macquarie Uni taught this subject in a riveting way. He took us back in time to Socrates and on to the likes of Hegel and Karl Marx. It was a heady journey. My first assignment was to discuss a particular topic from the point of view of both science and art. I was all at sea. I agonized over the content, compared notes with my rather unfriendly classmates. MBAs are a bit intense, by the way. I submitted at the last minute and sweated it out, waiting for a failure result. The assessment came back as a distinction, with a note that the work was very erudite. I had to look up the meaning of the word erudite. I excelled in the course and was suddenly aware of my literary nature through my ability to write essays on philosophy, which was unmentionable at this point to this builder. My life was changed forever. The new era, the innovation hub, and the land asset. Moving forward to 2022, my awareness galvanized When I listen to the startup stories of younger entrepreneurs, when I join my first Innovation Hub community at the University of Newcastle. Stories depicted the spectrum of new concepts across industries and technologies, complexities of connecting ideas with capital, and the familiar visions and ambitions of future attainment of growth and wealth and potential celebrity. At the zenith of these visions stood the mystical stories of elevated communities, the mythology of the tech giants, the avatars of Silicon Valley, and the mystery of success in these rarefied circles. None of this, however, was new to me. My immersion in the world of high-rise development was the essence of entrepreneurship. It was also related to a stable asset, land and property. This would become a benchmark for assessing other entrepreneurial endeavors with more fragile assets, like startups create in their first blush of development. I thought if only they could practice in the property development world to give them an amazing perspective on value milestones and exit strategies, not to mention being involved with the strongest asset on planet, land. Mark Twain nailed it, saying that they were making more people but not more land, and that you should buy land because they weren't making any more.
Dr. John has reflected on his love of the TV lab of Sumner Miller and the discovery of philosophy as a means of analyzing the world and how it works. I'm Noah, and I provide a review of chapter themes in the upcoming book and podcast episodes. Curiosity is seen by Dr. John to be the essence of the journey of discovery, and with it comes the need to analyze and assess pathways and associated risk. Philosophy ties in with this, as it involves different ways of viewing the world and goes hand in hand. The entrepreneur is in effect seen by Dr. John as a time traveler. In few other commercial endeavors is time felt so intensely due to the need for courage and commitment. These will be covered in future episodes. The never-ending startup is a journey, an adventure, and a pathway.
Thanks for visiting the Never Ending Startup podcast. Dr. John's book by the same name is upcoming, and this podcast and its episodes provide a summary of the book and its reach, audience, and features. I will be keeping you up to date on the latest episodes, startup interviews, events, and offerings that Dr. John provides, like coaching, his latest book release, and webinars. We are also proud to announce that episode 5 will include a special interview with Ryan Muir, who is the co-founder of Echidna Strip and an accelerator startup with the University of Newcastle's Innovation Hub, called I2N. Echidna Strip ties down carpet at its edges and is normally called smooth edge in the building industry. The standard product across the industry is made of timber and is subject to decay, mold, contamination, and can be a health hazard. It is a time-worn material that is no longer of this time. Echidna Strip is a more environmentally relevant offering, made from recyclable materials and extruded into an edging strip that is easier to install, safer, and does not decay. See our podcast page for more information on the startups and their exciting profiles. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net. It is spelt johndrain.net. We inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never-ending.